CBS detects transphobia amid Russia-Ukraine war. By Neil Munro on March 1, 2022. Russia is bombarding Ukraine and its population of 40 million. But PsNews.com has detected transphobia amid the artillery explosions. Zhifamilu was born and raised in Crimea, an area of Ukraine that was invaded and taken over by Russia in 2014, PsNews.com reported on March 1. The article continues. Now the 31-year-old lives in Kyiv, the capital city that has been under Russian siege for nearly a week. She is running out of food and hasn't left her house for days as gunfire erupts outside. Ukrainian border guards are drafting men who try escape to safety in Poland. That is a problem for Famalu, who is widely known to be male because of prior appearances on Ukrainian TV, and who is recognized as a man on his passport. "There's no way Ukrainian border people can let me through," Famalu told CBS. "If you have a male gender in your passport, they will not let you go abroad. They will not let you through." The PsNews headline downplays Ukraine's drafting of men and instead blames discriminatory laws and insanity, transphobia, for Famalu's inability to dodge the draft during a war. A war within a war, transgender woman says transphobia and discriminatory laws keeping her hostage in Kyiv during Russian invasion. "It's a war within a war, truly," said Famalu. "But Ukrainian men may block the Russian invasion," Famalu told PsNews, adding, "So what are you going to do? I just prefer to dance in the kitchen, to be honest. Because if this is the last moment of my life, I just want to celebrate. I just want to dance." The transgender ideology says the government must determine each person's legal sex only by their inner sense of gender identity, not by their male or female body. If made law, the ideology would allow all men to switch their declared sex whenever they wish. Meanwhile, Ukraine's men are fighting back as Russia's artillery bombards Ukraine's women and men.